Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Happy New Year. Welcome Columbus, Phoenix City, and Fort Benning, and all surrounding areas, communities, and a great nation of the United States of America to Financial Notes with Cindy G. I am your host, Cindy Gilliard Tate, a.k.a. Cindy G. And for a moment, I just want to just take a moment and say Happy New Year, New Year's again. And for anyone that was listening last week, I want to offer my sincere apologies for the inappropriate comments that the callers made. This is not the venue for that. This venue is where we come together to share good practices that have helped individuals, that have helped our families and helped our communities. This is where we come to share, and that is what we're going to continue to do tonight, rest of 2021, and on from there. So a special thank you to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation and Empowerment Leadership of California, and to the Georgia voters out there. You got out and you voted. Regardless of who you voted for in this past Tuesday's election, you made your voice count. Nice job, Georgia. So tonight's show is going to be about financial fitness. You know, financial fitness, like physical fitness, it does not occur overnight. It takes a commitment, and not just in January. I had a friend who would always make this joke about in January, the real people, you know, who go to the gym, they would just stay at home because they knew all the new people who had made that resolution to lose weight would be in the gym for January. But he was like, it didn't matter because by February, all of them or most of them would be gone. So that's not going to happen. We're going to do financial fitness with a strong commitment. Now, committed, of course. But at the same time, when I'm working on my physical fitness, I honestly do have a cheat date. And when I'm focusing on my physical fitness, I have a routine. So I'm just going to parallel my physical fitness to the financial fitness in my life. My financial fitness routine, that's a budget. My cheat day, hey, that's the amount I call my fun money. And it is accounted for in my budget. But it's that fun money where you get to do what you want to with it, because we all know if we deprive ourselves of certain things too long, sometimes we just go on a binge, and we don't want to do that. So in order for me to get financially fit, I had to have a clear, concise mental picture of what I want to achieve. For example, you know what, I want to pay off the car this year, or make the last mortgage payment. Maybe I want to go on a post-COVID-19 cruise or pay for my child to be in private school. You know, my clear, concise mental picture, it allows me to stay on track. So I will get that, you know, financial fitness that I'm going for. And you too, you need to have this. Because there are going to be many challenges and temptations that will come, not just in January, but throughout the whole year. But you can stay grounded when you know what your goal is. When we know what we're fighting for. You know, some people call that a why. You have to have your why. And your why gets you up. Your why keeps you going. And it keeps you focused. Your why may be to pay off something go back to school, start a business. You know, what is your why? And as you sit out there and you're thinking about if you're going to do resolutions or if you've already done resolutions, or if you did your vision board and you have everything outlined for how 2021 is going to be the successful year that you deserve, I invite you to give us a call at 563-999-3722 and share what your financial goals are for this year or what your financial goal is. Again, that number is 563-999-3722. So tonight, I looked around and I was like, okay, financial fitness, there's so much out there. I looked at different sources, but one article really pulled it together for me. And that article is the 10-step formula to achieve financial freedom in 2021. And I am going to go over those 10 steps. Now, this article is by Nicole Martin Ferriera, and it is a 10-step formula. And it's going to incorporate things that you've heard. But what I like about her is that she just really broke it down and made it simple. Because, you know, I'm a simple girl. And so I appreciate that she did that for me and for others. So her first stand where you're at. Okay, and for the English professors out there, understand where you are. So, but with that said, you know, you can't achieve financial freedom without knowing your starting point. Makes sense to me. If you're looking at how much debt you have, you know, how much savings you don't have, and how much money you need, it can be pretty depressing. It can be a really depressing reality. But it's a valuable step in the right direction. We have to know where we are in order to know what we need to do, in order to know what we're trying to achieve. So first of all, understand where you are. Second, look at money positively. So many, well, I won't say many. Some of us, you know, we start believing that money is evil. But according to You Are a Bad at Making Money by Jen Sincero, people who don't have a lot of money often feel shame when it comes to making money. And so the biggest obstacle that many may experience when it comes to making money is that they feel like having money is bad. Many feel guilty for having it and guiltier for wanting it. But you know what? Sincero says this about money. We use it every day to enhance our life, yet we always seem to focus on the negative about it. Money is simply a necessity like food and water. It helps you to buy the things that you need and live the life that you want. So look at money positively. That's step two of this 10-step formula. And then three, write down your goals. You know, earlier I talked about a clear, concise mental picture, your why. You know, what is it? Do you want to get rid of your debt for good? Are you desperate to get out of that 9-to-5 grind? Is there a place you always wanted to travel? Or do you need to save money? You have a big event coming up, maybe a child's graduating. Maybe you're getting married. Or maybe this is the year that you do retire. So make sure you write down those goals. We've heard it before, I'll say it here. When we have our goals written down, I seem to be more focused on achieving them. So write them down, write them down. And, you know, we can write them down paper and pencil, but there's so many apps out there. So you can use the notes, but just make sure they're written down. And then track your spending. So an important step towards financial freedom is tracking your spending. I know when I went through the exercise of tracking what I was spending, and this was pre-COVID-19, so the spending has gone down. But when I tracked how much I was spending, it was like, wow, I really spent that much on that. And then some expenses have gone up since COVID-19. Some expenses that, you know, many of us may not have even had, perhaps the delivery of certain things or the purchase of certain items that we just didn't purchase prior to COVID-19. Well, once we track the spending, we know where the money is going, and then we can better analyze what we need to do. Because there are apps out there for tracking, this good old-fashioned paper and pencil that my dad uses, and there are numerous apps that you can get on the phone to track your spending. Now, one that Nicole Martin Ferreira recommends, and we are going over her 10-step formula to achieve financial freedom in 2021, she recommends the app Mint. And as I said, that's an app, and there's also numerous of other apps out there as well. And then the fifth one we're going to talk about, and then we'll take a short break, is pay yourself first. But many of us have heard that. But just to be clear, pay yourself first means that you're guaranteed that you're always putting money aside to invest in yourself. Because when you do the opposite, you only get what's left over, which usually isn't even substantial enough to help you experience financial freedom. So pay yourself first. What that means is putting a specific amount of money in your savings account before you pay anything else, such as your bills. So we've gone through the 5 of the 10 steps of the 10-step formula. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, if you would like to share some of your goals, your financial goals this upcoming year, definitely invite you to do that. All you have to do is just give us a call, and you can call us at 563-999-3722. That's 563-999-3722. Otherwise, I'll see you on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about the other 5 steps.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Welcome back, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, surrounding areas in the great nation of the United States, and anyone that's joining us online. Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. This is Cindy Gilliard-Tate, a.k.a. Cindy G., and I am honored to be your host. So tonight we're talking about financial fitness. That's right. And what we're looking at are the 10 it is a 10-step formula to achieve financial freedom in 2021. And I pulled this from an article by Nicole Martins Ferreira. And we've already discussed this, and I'll review those very quickly. You need to understand where you are. We need to know where we are in order to know where we're going. Look at money positively. Some of us were influenced to believe that, you know, money is evil. And so, no, it is a positive thing that allows us to get the needs that we, to pay for the needs that we want. Write down your goals. What are the financial goals that you want for this year, perhaps 3 years, perhaps 5 years, perhaps, hey, in the next 30 days? You know, let's make it a short one. Track your spending. By tracking your spending, it becomes very obvious to you where your money is going. I've heard different jokes, and I've said them, and I've been there. You know, you get to the end of your money, but there's still month left, and you're like, oh, you know, because not tracking where that money is being spent. But when you start to track it, you will be surprised at where that. Even though we're going through COVID-19. There are some expenses that we have now that we didn't have prior, and then there are other expenses that we did. So just, you know, take a minute, track your spending, and then pay yourself first. And so, you know, pay yourself first, not meaning, oh, let me get this money so that I can go and do what I want to do. Pay yourself first means that you're going to put a specific amount into a savings account before you pay anything else. So that's a wrap up of five of the 10-step formula. And then so let's look at step six. Okay, I was real excited about this one. It says spend less. And sometimes, you know, you say spend less. Well, with inflation impacting some things, you know, food being a little higher, it can be challenging to spend less. But as we start to track where our spending is, we'll be able to see how we can tweak our spending and spend less. And this is an example that she used, and I was very amazed. In 1958, Warren Buffett, and I'm pretty sure we all know who he is, purchased, and if you don't, it's okay, just Google him, purchased a five-bedroom home for $31,500, and he has not moved out of it since. His net worth? It is an astonishing $90.3 billion, and that is with a B, billion. Afford a bigger and more expensive home, but his frugality might very well be the reason why he is one of the richest people. In this particular example, it's ironic that Nicole Martin Ferreira would use Kanye West, but she did. And she talks about how he lives in a $20 million mansion. And at one point, he had spent additional funds. And I was watching Entertainment Tonight, and it was for Christmas, he purchased for his wife five $200,000 vehicles. Now, I know there's been talk that they may be getting a divorce, they are getting a divorce. Not really sure, but he spent $200,000 on 5 vehicles. So it is his money. So, you know, he can spend it the way he wants. But as we try to get wealthy and benefit from financial freedom, we want to look at spending less. Because the difference between these two super successful gentlemen, Buffett didn't spend more than he needed to, and Wes spends money he doesn't have to. So by spending less, two things work in your favor. One, you'll have more money to put aside for your financial freedom. And two, you'll learn that you actually need a lot less to survive. Step number 7, buy experiences, not things. You know, life is short. It's not about hoarding all your cash over 65. We're allowed to enjoy life while we're alive. Not about leaving it to the next generation necessarily, you know, after we're gone. But ultimately, the things that help you live a more fulfilled life will be experiences that you have, not the products you own. Spending time with loved ones, family, friends. One of the best experiences I had was, as my forefathers would say, many, many moons ago, with a group of friends. I had moved out of my apartment. The electricity was out. So we had an evening. We had pizza. We had some soda pop. And we had candles. And we sat around and we just talked about what was going on at school and with our families and what our future. That's an experience that I hold dear to my heart today. It's been many, many moons ago. But buy the experience, not the things, the time that you can spend with loved ones. And then number 8, pay off your debt. And there's two ways. There's the snowball or there's the avalanche approach. The snowball says, hey, I have this bill. It's $120 a month that I pay. I'm going to go ahead and pay it off, and then I'm going to take that $120 and add it to a payment for another bill, so that will decrease the amount of time I have to pay. So that's a snowball. Now, the avalanche says, hey, I'm going to pay off the debt with the highest interest. Okay, that makes sense, too, because the one with the highest interest is costing you more long term, because interest can be a bear. It can be a beast. So that approach works fine, too. You decide which one works best for you. I can't tell you that. You can tell you that. And then number 9, create additional sources of income. You may look at Uber driving, starting a business, which, you know, there are many businesses out there where the startup is not very high. Or you can look at your skill set. Etsy website has just blown up since COVID-19 because people are using their skill set to make money. I encourage you to do that as well. And then number 10, invest in your future. The last financial freedom tip is an important one. Say you follow the advice and recommendations that have been outlined in this article. But what if the unexpected happens? Will you be prepared for it? It's important that we set aside money for rainy days. It's important that we have that emergency fund. That emergency fund, some people say 3 months of savings as far as how much does it take to run your household. If it's $2,000, then a month would be $2,000, 2 months, $4,000, 3 months, $6,000. But start with an emergency fund of just $1,000 or just $500. Start, and then look at getting an emergency fund that would cover for a month, 3 months, because things would have looked a lot different for many of us if we had had this emergency fund when COVID-19 actually hit for us. So those are the 10, that's that 10-step formula. So happy that I was able to pull that off and share that information with you. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will wrap up for this evening. Well, welcome back to the final notes of Financial Notes with Cindy G. A happy new year and a happy birthday to everyone celebrating in January. Thank you for joining Financial Notes with Cindy G. Well, we are sharing and caring about our families and communities. Thank you, Shireen, for a great show. And until next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, have a great week. Be true to you. And we'll see you next week here on Financial Notes with Cindy G. Signing off.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.